The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
You can bring up anything you want. Just dial on in toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. You create the content on the website. You put it up there by submitting it through our Reddit-based system, and it's a very simple process. You just link your Free Talk Live account with your Reddit account, and it makes it easy from that point forward to use our site. You can vote on things, see stuff on the site, like it, vote it up. If you don't like it, you can vote it down. Go to freetalklive.com and get interactive there. You know, it was earlier this week that we had a story. Turned out that the story was a little on the old side about the guy who was sentenced to 30 days in jail. I think it might have been last night. But anyway, he was sentenced to 30 days in jail for collecting rainwater on his property. Well, now got an update on a different story. This one I don't think we've talked about before, but it's a fresh story printed on July 2nd of this year. LibertyCrier.com has the story. There's a big battle brewing near Lake Minnesota, or excuse me, Minnetonka, and it involves a homemade wind turbine used as an alternative energy source in one yard. Now the city of Orono says it has to go, or the owner is heading to jail. The fight may be less about green energy and more about bad energy between neighbors. No fewer than a dozen lawsuits have been filed, and on Wednesday, the judge decided he may hold the homeowner who built the wind turbine in contempt. Meanwhile, Jay Nagard contends he's fighting for his rights. It's clear that Nagard is on a crusade. He refuses to take down the 30-foot wind turbine in his backyard, even though the city of Orono has sued him over a zoning violation. A judge has already ordered him to take it down because it was too close to property lines and the correct permits had not been pulled. But he has not followed the order, and so therefore he's now facing contempt of court charges. Neighbors have sued him, too, claiming the wind turbine is a nuisance. They've complained both about the noise and the strobe effect of the sun hitting the blades. But Nagard says they contribute noise of their own. The neighbors, he says, have the worst barking dogs you've ever heard.
This is why I didn't go for this story. I saw the same one. And
you didn't go for it. What do you mean?
Well, I decide which stories I'm going to bring to you.
Yeah.
You decide which of my stories go on the air.
But what was not good to you about this story?
Some dude violates the zoning rules in his particular, you know, area.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's complaints back and forth between neighbors. He's like, they've got barking dogs. They're like, he's got this big pole with the flashing thing at the top. You know, and it sounds so much like a dispute between neighbors and less like.
Yeah, but he should be able to have a wind turbine, right? It's his property. He wants to put up something to generate electricity on his own volition. He should be able to do that. Screw the zoning rules. You don't believe in that stuff.
How tall and how loud can something
30-foot? It's a 30-foot window.
No. I'm asking you a question. In your world where you can do anything you want on your mm-hmm. property, how tall and how loud and how flashy can that thing be?
Depends. Do you live in a neighborhood with deed restrictions?
Well,
if you do, then that may be restricted and you may have certain rules. But if you don't, then anything goes.
Many people move into these neighborhoods. I mean, mm-hmm. we don't know whether this is the house he was born in. So if he
doesn't matter,
but if he purchased a house with the understanding that there were zoning rules that applied to this house, then you can make the argument that he opted into the deed restrictions that
absolutely.
Are involved.
Yeah.
You could make that argument.
We don't know if there were any deed restrictions.
I didn't say deed restrictions. I said zoning rules. And the chances are he bought his house, and the chances are the rule about building something too tall was already there.
Oh, I'm sorry, I misunderstood what you were saying. Well, that wouldn't matter because zoning rules aren't consensual. You don't agree to zoning rules before you buy
when you,
a house.
You move into a particular area.
That's the same argument, Mark, that people are making to say that you should follow the government's rules anywhere. Is that, oh, you moved into this arbitrary geographic landmass, so therefore you have to follow all the rules.
I don't think it entirely applies with zoning laws, because zoning laws tend to change in different areas inside of the city. You're talking about very small regions, and so different things are allowed in different areas. Now, if you don't read all the rules, I can understand, like, laws are much more difficult to understand than a contract.
Nobody
like,
reads the rules before they move somewhere.
I read the rules.
You read the zoning rules in Bradenton, Florida before you moved there?
I didn't live in Bradenton, Florida. I lived
Sarasota?
In Whitfield Country Club Estates, which was a particular zoned area because they had their deed restrictions had moved over to laws in Manatee County. So I read some of the things that somebody there said, you're not allowed to have a dog. And I said, well, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. And I read the rules, and they didn't have any rule about dogs. So I didn't pore over them or anything like that. I looked for a particular rule on dogs. But here's what I'm trying to tell you, though, Ian, is that you can choose to live in a place in the United States that doesn't have zoning laws, so you can make a much better argument that one has opted into a zoning rule. Now, my question to you is, how big, how tall, how flashy, and how noisy can a thing that you put in your backyard be?
Well, I guess, like I said, it depends on, are you talking about in a place where you don't have deed restrictions?
That's correct. I am talking about a place that doesn't have deed restrictions. Can I put a train horn on the top of a 120-foot spire along with,
I don't know.
300 of those little laser lights that you'd mess with a cat?
You could argue.
It's like, just screw with my neighbor's property. The fact is, noise is aggressive.
Yeah, you could argue that the train horn would hurt somebody.
Right. This wind turbine.
I don't know if that's making that as much noise as a train.
Read the story, it's a homemade wind turbine, okay?
So?
I just wonder how squeaky this little thing is.
I don't know.
Outside your window all the time. Yeah, I mean, that's aggressive, man.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. What do you think? 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. Again, I think you take some risks if you move to a place that doesn't have deed restrictions. If you're being harmed physically by the noise, I think you've got an argument. Like, if it's going to do damage to your hearing, I think that's something there.
What if it keeps you up?
What if it keeps you up? Well, I mean, there are people who mow their lawns during the middle of the day, and nobody who works overnights gets to complain about that.
No,
so
they don't. I mean,
I'm sorry.
It's one of those.
Get some earplugs.
But noise does travel farther at night.
Move to a place where you've got soundproofing. Move to a place or install some soundproofing. To some extent, you have to control what comes into your ears. You have to take steps.
Shouldn't be a problem if these people's dogs are barking either, right?
Again, if there's no deed restrictions, I don't see what the issue is.
The issue, when you say there's no deed restrictions, you're like saying, well, there's no laws at all. But the fact is, deed-restricted communities include all the zoning rules that we currently have today.
No, you don't agree to the
zoning
rules.
Listen to me, Ian. I'm telling you that deed-restricted communities here in this town include all the zoning rules and then additional restrictions upon that.
You've read the deed restrictions in Keene, New Hampshire, and you know that to be the
case? I'm telling you that's how you can't make a deed-restricted community and not comply to the zoning rules that a given community has.
So you're saying when you sign the deed restrictions, you're agreeing to obey the zoning rules as well.
Well, you're always.
I've never signed deed restrictions, so I have no idea.
As far as you're concerned, it doesn't matter whether you sign that or not. It's a law. They're going to apply it to you. So when you sign you're agreeing to the additional deed restrictions, which are already on top. So the fact is, everybody's operating as though it's not okay to stand out in your front yard and shoot shotgun blanks into the sky
at
3
a.m. Blanks. Okay, that wouldn't be so dangerous.
Right. Oh, but it's just noise and light. What's the big deal? Well, I'll tell you what, it scares the bejesus out of people.
Yeah. I think most neighbors wouldn't appreciate having somebody firing shotgun.
What do you do about that?
Well,
there's
talk
no
to your
zoning
neighbor.
Laws.
Talk to your neighbor like a human being and, you know, have a conversation.
It sounds like these people
concerned.
Have been talking.
Yeah, okay, so I don't really understand your point. Are you trying to get
the
me to believe in zoning
laws?
The point
is, this guy has a piece of garbage on a 30-foot stick in the back of his yard that makes noise and flashes lights.
Mm-hmm. So what you're saying is because the neighbors don't like it, he shouldn't be able to experiment in his yard? He shouldn't be able to come up with alternative energy sources?
I'm saying that there's...
Hey, look, if you want quiet, Mark, there's some places you can go where you can live away from neighbors who do things you don't like. If you're an antisocial person who doesn't want to have anybody around, you don't want to have any noise whatsoever, then move out into the woods and stay far away from any other people. If you don't mind noise, then move into some apartments. Like, I don't want to live in an apartment because I don't like the idea of being that close to people. Although that said, I do live in a duplex, so I'm pretty much in an apartment for the last several years. But, like, an apartment building, I don't have people below me, above me, you know, on all sides of me. I don't want that. I made a distinct choice in my life to not have that. So if silence is important to you, then go live out in the woods or invest in soundproofing and good earmuffs. 855-450-FREE. You can take control and share how you feel about neighbor dis-
Listen, owners, listen up!
Give me an L!
Give me another L!
Give me a C!
What's that spell?
Incorporation, protection, success! Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. So you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-915-2955 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-915-2955. That's 1-800-915-2955.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
You're listening to Free Talk Live.
Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. Zoning ordinances are getting in the way of a guy trying to brew his own energy. He's got a wind turbine set up in his backyard, and Mark, you were making fun of him earlier for building his own wind turbine, which, you know, I think a lot of people have respect for somebody that's crafty enough to get out there and create something on their own without going through buying a kit. But it turns out that's not what this guy did in this case. He's actually the owner of a company. In this case, his company is called Go Green Energy, and he sells these things.
What I was explaining to you in the last segment was, as I looked at this story, and I stopped reading at the sentence that you were reading at that time, the reason is where he was saying that, look, hey, my neighbor's, my wind turbine makes noise, but my neighbor's dogs bark. So what?
Right. And so what? Everybody's entitled to make a little bit of noise from their property every now and then.
I don't disagree with you, Ian, but what I saw in this story was a dispute between neighbors and not a story to me about sort of property rights in a very obvious sense.
Well, I'm sorry you missed the obvious property rights dispute here, but the dispute between neighbors in this case is about property rights. In this case, this man's right to erect a pole, which, by the way, isn't in danger of, doesn't appear to be in any immediate danger of causing damage to anyone else's property. It's on the lake, Lake Minnetonka, apparently. I was watching some of the video footage from myfox9.com where they show actually, you know, clips from the yard. They show the tower. The portion of this I've watched so far, it's a 3-minute video and I didn't have enough time to watch it in the last break, but there's no actual footage yet of the thing making the noise, so it's hard to really judge so far what the sound of this thing is
and
like.
And this thing could be going, you know, just the lightest of squeaks possible, or, you know, like I've heard blades, you know, making noise on windmills. And, you know, to me, I that wouldn't bother me, but I also think that there's a point, right? And this is something I can never get you to say, is that if I you'll never address it. You'll dodge craftily. You'll never say that it's okay for me to live next door to you and put a train horn on the top of a 120-foot tower and shoot laser, 150 laser lights down and, you know, moving around patterns all the time. I want to know.
Why would I say that's okay? I told you it's not okay. Earlier, I said that the train horn could be damaging to people's ears.
Now we have a point where too much noise. How about too much light? Can I get a spotlight, one of those big, you know, like billion candle watt spotlights, and like, you know, light up the front of your house from my house?
I don't know about that. That's an interesting question, and I think that would be something that an arbitrator would have to determine.
There we go. Okay, good. So that's what this judge is doing in this circumstance.
He certainly couldn't claim the light was damaging you.
Arbitrating. It could fade your paint on your house.
It
sure
could, but so does the sun. So
okay, so but it's coming from a different angle.
Yeah.
Though, and if you can't go to sleep, you know, like I've had to buy new curtains.
Mm-hmm.
Do just because you have a proclivity for bright lights shining on my house, am I obligated to buy curtains? And this is the point, Ian, is that there is a point, and I don't know how loud this thing is. You don't know how loud it is. It's flashing lights. I don't know where he put it. It's in violation. It has
a wind turbine.
Yes.
The complaint by the neighbors is that it's clipping the sun as it moves around,
right,
thereby creating a flashing effect.
That's what I mean.
It would
yes.
only do that, of course, if you happen to put the sun directly behind the wind turbine, which, of course, would require you to be in a very specific location in order for
there
that
are probably times during the day that they see these, like, flashing lights coming through their kitchen window, and it probably irritates them because they don't like the man who erected it.
They're all a bunch of grumps, sounds to me.
Well, he's complaining about their dogs.
Right.
These nice animals that make everybody's life better.
I think he's only complaining about the dogs since they've been coming after him. It doesn't say he sued them over the dogs. Neighbors say they're not just sick of him, though. They're scared. That's because any time they speak out against him at a city council meeting, he sues them for defamation. The attorney representing one neighbor admitted to Fox 9 News that he called Nygaard, that is the guy who has the wind turbine, Mr. Nygaard, a bully in front of a jury. Nygaard does not have a financial stake at play, or excuse me, does have a financial stake at play. His company, Go Green Energy, sells the turbines. Now he says he hopes to prevent prospective clients from enduring what he has. He says, quote, it's all about precedent, making sure municipalities know that you can have them. So far, however, his turbines are generating more controversy than energy. The 30-foot turbine and the three smaller ones haven't taken him off the grid yet. On Wednesday, a judge will determine whether Nygaard's fight is enough to put him behind bars, but he says he's not afraid. He says, I'm ready to go to jail for everyone's right. If that's what it takes, that's what I'll do. Since the dispute began more than 3 years ago, Orono has passed an ordinance banning any kind of wind turbine. Nygaard contends that violates state law.
Well, I don't know whether it violates state law or not. And these, like, I certainly believe you have the right to put up a windmill if you have certain types of property. You know, I can't.
What is a certain, what kind of property?
Well, if, for instance, you have a condominium that's completely surrounded by other condominiums, maybe you can't put up a, you know, you don't have access to the roof. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there we go. That's one particular type of property. I think you have a right to do that. But you also, I think it matters where you live and what the expectations of your neighbors are. Because we don't have these deed-restricted communities that you use as a crutch whenever you talk about
disputes. Oh, there's plenty of deed-restricted communities.
Because we don't have the baseline deed-restricted community.
What's that mean, a baseline deed-restricted community? Are you talking about like a boilerplate deed restriction that would apply to all neighborhoods? What are you getting at there?
Right. So deed-restricted communities have become popular in the last few decades.
Right, because people like you want to control your neighbors.
I don't want to control my neighbors.
Oh, okay.
I live in a place that has far more freedom than you do.
Yeah.
Okay? You pick to live in a suburban area.
Mm-hmm.
I live in a rural area. I have no problems from my neighbors.
Okay.
So let's not say that I want to control
people.
But
you want deed restrictions?
The point, I don't want anything,
okay.
Ian. I'm trying to talk like a rational individual and not badger people. Can you listen for a minute?
Yeah, go ahead.
What I'm talking about is deed restricted communities became popular recently because some people want a you know, larger restrictions than the town provides. You know, you need to keep your grass at a certain length. You need to have certain types of bushes. You can't have certain types of things. Whatever. That's what they want. But there's already these rules in place, which we call zoning rules. So you're not going to have a deed-restricted community that has these sort of baseline rules that are already in play. Like, you know, you can't have five junk cars sitting in your front yard, or you can't have a 60-foot pole with a bunch of lights on the top that, you know, fires a shotgun shell
every hour.
But as you're
pointing out, there are communities that don't have any zoning whatsoever, and they're fine.
There are
some. So you don't need that stuff.
You don't need it?
Right. I mean, there's communities here in New Hampshire and in other places that do not have zoning, and everything's okay.
Well, you're talking about very rural places where there's a lot of space between neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can't see one of my neighbor's houses.
Okay. Are you arguing to keep zoning around? Or
I'm
you
not
just,
arguing,
you arguing
with anything,
anyway?
Ian. I'm arguing for rationality. And the problem is,
well, zoning is not rational. It's just one-size-fits-all rules enforced upon you by government bureaucrats.
People want a certain, generally want a
great,
certain
if that's true,
baseline.
Then it won't be a problem to go to 100% of your neighbors and get them all to sign on to reasonable deed restrictions. If it's so reasonable
I'm
and people
that,
want it, great.
But you haven't proposed that up to this point.
Oh, that's because I don't care about deed restrictions, but if that's what you want, then
you
that's what you should do.
You will if they're waking your butt up with a train horn at
well,
1 a.m.
Yeah, absolutely I would. But, you know, I don't care really about that because most people are neighborly and that's not really an issue. Toll-free number is 855-453 and if I did care about it, I'd live where there were some deed restrictions. Is this that complicated?
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Listen up, all you preppers and survival enthusiasts. Sigma 3 Survival School has a brand new survival instructor training program that will teach you everything you need to know about survival and then license you to teach our survival programs so you can make a substantial profit from it. If you have always wanted to learn to be completely self-reliant and would like to make money at it, then check out Sigma 3 Survival School Survival Instructor Program at survivalschool.us or call 479-561-3886 today.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course, you can bring up anything you want by dialing in toll-free. Your thoughts, welcome on the wind turbine guy, the guy who has made his own wind turbine. He actually manufactures them and sells them, and he's got them up in his house right on the Lake Minnetonka in Minnesota, and it's causing some controversy. Apparently, there are multiple lawsuits involved here. He has been ordered to put a stop to the wind turbine by a judge. He has refused. He's ordered to take it down. He has refused to do that and now may be held in contempt of court. There is an update on the story. The original story was from June 30th. The update from July 2nd says that a judge has put an emergency stay in on the case to give the judge more time to review the case before he makes a ruling. So the judge has not yet ruled on this particular controversy as it continues to develop. I watched the remainder of the news report during the break that was done on this guy, and I wanted to see if they would actually give a brief clip of what it sounds like with this thing turning. They unfortunately did not. They showed some of the footage of it turning, and they didn't actually put the audio track of what that would have sounded like there, so we still don't really know what the thing sounds like. But I have to say, it doesn't look like it would be noisy necessarily, but who knows?
I mean, it looks like it would be squeaky metal, and not just like a wind turbine of like whoosh, 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 but right. Instead it's like squeak.
squeaks, squeak.
Maybe.
I imagine it's more like that.
I don't know. And this is the thing. I think that there is, you know, there's some level of noise I find acceptable from a wind turbine. There's some level of sun reflectivity that I find acceptable from a wind turbine. There's also, you know, I mean, people have said that the pitch of the particular wind turbine gives me migraines. And I don't know how you prove or disprove that, right? Like, that's what I say, too, but that's what I used to say about medical marijuana. So, you know, like, it's who am I to say that the pitch of my, you know, my wind turbine doesn't give you a migraine headache?
Yeah,
I don't
true.
Know. And the, you know, who diagnoses these migraine headaches? How many times, how many hundreds of dollars do I have to spend on a doctor for my migraine headaches to say that, you know, this wind turbine's causing it? I don't know. This is all, it's all very difficult. And that's why I think that it's the conversation about zoning laws isn't as easy as we make it. If their government didn't create zoning laws, people would come up with some other organization that would do it, like a deed restricted community. But since the government has created zoning laws, extricating ourselves from this situation where we have these baseline expectations from people it's more difficult than it would be. It's kind of like switching from the imperial system to the metric system. It's not easy, and people don't want to do it.
All right, we're going to get to your phone calls. You're welcome to share your thoughts on this or whatever issue is on your mind. Also, if you need focus and are feeling fatigued and trying to get that extra edge when it counts, you need to learn about modafinil from modup.net. It could help get you out of the rut, give you the focus you need, and help you get things done. Go to modup.net. Studies show that 1 in 5 students use this cognitive enhancer, offering multiple benefits, including a double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, and greater focus overall, so you can get things done. Businessmen around the world continue to talk about modafinil from modup.net and how it's making the difference in their work and giving them the critical edge that they need. Look into it for yourself. Modup.net, modup.net. They offer fast delivery worldwide for guaranteed high-quality modafinil at an amazing price. And modup.net supports the Bitcoin community. They'll give you 33% off if you use Bitcoin when you order at modup.net. And again, don't forget to use code FTL. You'll get 10 free tablets with your order if you use code FTL at modup.net. Now remember, Free Talk Live is an international radio show, and modup.net ships worldwide. It's your responsibility to know if local prescription requirements and laws apply to you. So look into it for yourself and check out modup.net. Great service at a great price, and use code FTL at modup.net. As we continue here, you can bring up anything that you want. Let's go to Greg in New York. You're on Free Talk Live, Greg, with Ian Derek J, who had to step away, actually, for a good portion of the hour. Rich Paul had called in, and you were handling that, so thanks for taking care of that.
Very well.
Greg, you're on from New York. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. I love to call in the show. I just wanted to kind of pick up the conversation. I think I was talking about, like, different organizations and how within their jurisdiction, you know, all organizations have a sort of monopoly, whether it's online or in the real world, but, you know.
Huh? Wait, hold on. Whoa, before
he's,
you go on.
He's picking up a conversation that we had maybe a week ago, and, you know, we need to reset for the audience.
I just wanted to quibble with you on the statement that all organizations have a monopoly. Can you tell me more about what that means?
Sure. So, for example, let's say you buy an iPhone, right? You mm-hmm. kind of enter the Apple ecosystem. And on this ecosystem, for example, apps can't simply be released, like websites on the web can, they have to go through Apple's approval process. So Apple's a gatekeeper for developers. Apple tells you what you can do with your phone and so forth. So in some way, by participating in what Apple offers you, including the network, the technology and all that stuff, in that context, they are kind of the government of that little world.
But what about the BitStore? There are ways to download apps that aren't approved by Apple.
You have to have a jailbroken phone for that?
No, you don't have to jailbreak a phone to use the BitStore. Yeah.
Hmm. Where's the BitStore? So you can download unapproved apps on the BitStore?
Yeah, this is how
the BitStore is anarchy.
Yeah, this is how some people were able to download Bitcoin-related apps at a time when Apple wouldn't allow them. You would download this BitStore app, and then you could enter a whole other world of another market. Not just the Apple-restricted app store, but a world where you can upload your own apps and charge Bitcoin for them.
Well, Greg, what you it sounds like you're describing here when talking about Apple is a business that has proprietary technology that they want to protect. They want to have a controlled distribution of software over their system. Now, Android's different. They don't have the same system at all. You can pretty much download anything from the Android Play Store, and there's no oversight, very, very little oversight, as I understand it, by Google there. So by virtue of the fact that Apple has competition, it cannot be considered a monopoly. You have chosen to purchase their phone. You've agreed to the...
That's not what he's saying, though, Ian. He's not saying that there's...
I'm sorry. I thought he said everybody
has a monopoly. He's talking about governmental systems. And what his claim is, and I think it's erroneous, is that you do have the option of choosing between states, between governments, because you can pick up and move. In the same way that you have the option of choosing between Apple, an Apple phone or an iPhone or a, you know,
it's not the same, though. It's not the same, and the reason why it's not the same is because I can choose to not have a phone. I can choose to have a dumb phone if I want. I can choose to have a home phone. I can choose to go with no phone whatsoever. I could choose to have a two-way radio. There are multiple options for me there. I can also choose not to do anything. I cannot choose to not have a group of people calling themselves the state forcing their viewpoint upon me by the threat of violence. That is not an option for me on the table.
Also, currently under the U.S. hegemonic system, the U.S. State Department hands out all kinds of payments to other countries and, you know, uses the force of the world and history's largest military to basically get what they want from other countries. So, you know, essentially, the United States government is the government of the world in many ways. I was in Belize, Greg, coming back from Belize, and I was having my passport checked by a person who was sitting in a little booth, and it said the booth and the program were donated by the United States government in a U.S. flag, and I asked the guy if I could take a picture. He actually got out of his booth so I could get in and I could take the picture of the thing. By the way, I can't imagine a U.S. bureaucrat doing that. And I took a little, actually, I thought I was taking a picture. I ended up with a video of it, but I have this video of this weird thing where the U.S. government donated to Belize so that they would have a larger and more complicated visa entry and exit system.
Yeah, I think, well, that's kind of what brings me to today's conversation. I think that's basically what the objection is. It's like, listen, you can choose between Apple and Google. You can choose between different, you know, being locked in. We can pick up maybe after the break.
Yeah, I want you to hang on, Greg. We'll get to that here in a moment. Hang on. We'll bring you and your thoughts back so you have a chance to get them out. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And in a lot of cases, you don't get to choose a government, by the way, because if you don't have government permission, they won't let you leave the plot of land that you were born on. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you're looking for. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary two-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-608-9424. Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Prove it to yourself by calling now for your complimentary sample. Instaflex is available at GNC, Walgreens, and CVS, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-608-9424. Call now for your two-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-608-9424.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live as we continue here, there's enough time for your call and thoughts. You just dial in toll free. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You've got Ian here in the studio with you tonight.
And Derek J. Oh,
sorry, Derek. Try that one more time.
And Derek J.
Perfect. Derek J. from DerekJ.me and also
Mark.
And we'll take your calls at 855-450-FREE.
Just Mark.
And Skype as well. You may Skype in to username lrn.fm. We have Greg on the line in New York. Greg, you're back on Free Talk Live. You were kind of rolling towards a point, and I wanted to make sure you had a chance to get that out. So go ahead.
Sure. So basically I was saying, I think, let me first say something I think we'll all agree on, which is in the electronic world, virtual world, which is if you belong to a big social network, let's say Facebook or Google+, you certainly get a lot of benefits, but they control, you know, what's on your profile. You can't install your own plugins and so forth and so on. So they kind of call the shots. And of course you can start your own, blog or something like that, and over time others can join you, and then your blog will turn into this organization. So you will start enforcing your rules. So in the virtual world, yes, you can kind of start your own blog, and it will be a little bad for a while, but over time your blog will, you know, get better servers and best practices. So I think we'll all agree on that. You can leave Facebook and start something, but it will not be as good. You won't get as good quality service for a while until you learn the best practices of running your own social network, basically, right?
It has its benefits. Yep.
Right. But, now I think we might disagree with this, which is in the physical world where you have, you know, land is finite and where you have actual violence that people can perpetrate on one another, things are more messy and more violent. So you need someone to enforce within a jurisdiction certain rules. It would be nice if those rules were known publicly, and so those rules could be laws in that jurisdiction. But suppose you were able to go to some plot of land and start your own neighborhood, right? And then your neighborhood later decided, okay, well, we don't like people walking around naked. They're not hurting anybody, really, but we just don't permit it. Or maybe blasting music. Are they really hurting someone? Who really initiates the force, right? So at some point, you're going to have to define something that is not, that is illegal, and then you're going to have to enforce it. And so in your neighborhood, suddenly, voila, you've got force. And if, as a neighborhood makes alliances with other neighborhoods, they grow larger into a commonwealth, and then you're going to go right back to a state. And I think that's why the world is covered in states. It's not because states are only because they're violent and they want to take power, but because it's an emergent phenomenon. And people do aggregate and cause larger and larger organizations.
So you think that the monopoly on security is an emergent phenomenon, and that it's not possible for people to have, you know, the competing protection agencies and that kind of thing?
I think there was a book called The Leviathan written a few hundred years ago. I forgot by who. Basically said that unless you want to spend all your energy defending against your neighbor, the society that cedes the security to a larger entity that is kind of over, you know, overseeing everything is able to focus its energy on more productive things. And then they can have legal
framework.
I think
that's true.
And so forth.
But at some point or another, the reason that we have revolutions, the reason that that occurs is because if violence is, you know, the license to violence is ceded to another organization, to a monopoly organization, is that organization necessarily becomes filled with corrupt, violent people. Like we've seen it throughout history. All you have to do is take a look at the politicians, the way they act. And then at some point it becomes so large and onerous that the people rise up. They often lop the heads off of these people, and then they create it anew. All I've ever been asking you, Greg, is may I please buy a piece of property from somebody who agrees and start my own little society on it? And you've agreed. In which case, once you can do that, the monopoly on force organization crumbles, because the people who are wealthy will choose to do that, and then you can. The problem with socialism is sooner or later you run out of other people's money, and all forms of government are socialism. So, you know, once I can opt out, and you've allowed me to, you and your system and your world, then every rich guy could do it too, and he's like, you know, I'm fine. I can protect myself. The rest of you people are on your own.
I'm saying your experiment will be short-lived. If you fast-forward the tape another 50 years or 100 years, you're going to be right back living in some kind of city or some kind of state that is now joined with the other states in some kind of international law.
Here's why I disagree with what you're saying, Greg, and I'd like to go back around to what you were saying earlier. You said that, well, you get people together, they're going to form a neighborhood, and eventually, you know, they're going to come up with rules, and then they're going to come up with alliances with other neighborhoods, and they'll all, you know, turn into a government eventually someday. And the reason why that's not the same as a government, and what the point you're missing, is that in order to form a neighborhood with legitimate rules, in my mind, you have to have 100% agreement from the people in that neighborhood. They all have to be on the same page with whatever the plan is moving forward. And of course, as groups become larger, it becomes less and less likely that you're going to have 100% agreement. So it would never, at least from my perspective, in a truly liberty-oriented world where we did have these independent networks or areas that could set their own rules, you would never have them all agreeing on 100% on whatever the rules are. Whereas with the governmental system, it's a small minority of people who votes for the people who rule over everybody else with the threat of violence, and it has nothing to do with what you're talking about at all.
Well, it's not just a small minority of people. He's arguing just as much for a monarch, too. As far as he's concerned, there needs to be a state, a monopolistic organization that will claw and destroy other organizations like it, you know, until it is the only one, and then it will destroy itself from the inside.
Well,
you've got 10, my friend, you have 9,000 years of human history to prove that, in fact, it does that. If you're going to sit here on the radio and say that my system won't work that you've never seen, and I've got 9,000 years to prove that yours doesn't work, please, just look at reality
here. By the way, I'm not saying, what is my system, do you think? I mean, how large do you think an organization is?
Your system is socialistic. You said that you want a monopoly organization to provide protection. That's a socialistic system.
No.
There's all kinds of variety of them.
It was written No, I said there was a book that's written 300 years ago, or maybe I'm wrong, maybe it's 100 years ago, but the book says societies that happen to have that system are more productive. By evolution, those are the societies that emerge and take over. I'm not saying that you need to have it,
yeah,
but if you don't
have
it,
you're right.
It will be taken over by
oftentimes, organizations, you know, the state can be better at violence than a free culture.
Yeah, but how do we know we're not confusing cause and correlation here? Because it could just be that those societies that are more advanced are the ones that are targeted by governments to get taken over.
Maybe we should trying. Maybe one day a free market society will be more powerful than a state-controlled society. So maybe we should keep
trying. I think it will. And I think that is because the vector of human history becomes less as we become less and less violent. I mean, in the 20th
right.
century, the killingest organizations were monopoly states. More people died from government in the 20th century than died from heart attacks. And that's an incredible number. So
right, I'm not willing to kill my neighbors off in order to have a percentage point more or 2 percentage point more productivity. And by the way, there's plenty of governments out there that are very controlling and full of rules, and they aren't very productive at all. Look at North Korea.
But Greg, you have said in the past that you support social welfare programs like
right.
you know, medical care and these kind of things. So, you know, what you sound like is one of these sort of the lefty types that I don't think you're a minarchist. A minarchist generally wants cops, courts, roads, and a military. You might be a special type of minarchist. You might be a left libertarian minarchist if you wish to be. But you're basically, you might as well move to England at that point. I mean, you know, it's when you're looking at these social welfare programs,
well,
you have to have a large
drugs,
state to fund them.
I don't think there
What's
should
that?
Be a nanny state. I don't think there should be a war on drugs.
You're,
I don't think people.
You're
should
just
be told
a progressive
that.
Man.
Well, perhaps
you're just
I am.
A progressive.
Thanks, Greg, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Robert's in Bellows Falls, Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Robert.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, good. What's on your mind, Robert?
I saw a video on Free Teen that you guys put on there a few days ago. There was a couple of individuals that were over in Manchester, and they set up a laser light
mm-hmm.
when they were doing the fireworks over there. And it was, I don't know what they were trying to accomplish, but, you know, some of the people that were over there were really clearly annoyed with them guys with using this laser light in the area where they were trying to shoot off their fireworks.
Yeah, I imagine some people would be annoyed by it. You're talking about the green beam, and folks can go to freekeen.com and check it out. They were projecting pro-freedom messages on a side of a bridge, actually, during a fireworks show. We're out of time for tonight, Robert. Thanks for the heads up on that, and we'll see you online in the meantime. Free Talk Live, Chuck.
Hi, I'm Chuck Woolery. You know, I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I really don't like those patches either. But I have found something that works, Australian Dream. It's an arthritis pain relief cream. It's a great product. It doesn't smell or burn. It isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee, so you can use the whole jar, and if you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt that you'll send it back. You know, the stuff really works. Get Australian Dream at Walgreens, CVS, or Walmart. You'll be glad you did.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Grainger catalog and Grainger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Grainger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRAINGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.